Shalom Aleichem and Biyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 Fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav. Avodah Zarah 36a, pagination is 71. We'll make mention of the facing page where we were told in the Mishnah, Shemen Shalohen, oil from the non-Jews, which they used to partake of as a dip during the meal. Rebbe Ubeis Dino Itiru HaShemen, the Rebbe and his Bezdin allowed it. Somehow this legislation, even though it was somewhat on the books for a period of time, it was undone. So in the middle of the wide lines, at the beginning of the line, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hechi Matzi L'Mishra Takanta, the Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel. How indeed did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi pull this off and undo the legislation of the students of Shammai and Hillel? Vatnan, did we not learn? Ein bezdin yachal levatel divrei bezdin chaveiro. One court is not allowed, not able to undo the doings of its fellow court. Elim ken gadol emenu b'chachma v'minyan, unless it's greater than them in wisdom and numbers. And how could he have undone this legislation of oil that they made? Apparently they made a legislation just like not to use wine from a non-Jew, to distance ourselves in terms of avoiding intermarriage. So too, the oil was also a very cultural thing, and it was restricted. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, as described in our Gemara, undid that. Skipping down three lines, Amar Rav Misharshia, Mata'am, what's the reason, how does this work? Ho'lo pashat Yisro b'rov Yisrael. If indeed a legislation is accepted by the majority of the Jewish people, Shemen lo pashat Yisro b'rov Yisrael, but the oil never made it to consensus status, the majority of the Jewish people. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Yashva Rabbi Senu Ubadku. The rabbis of the time checked into it, Al Shemen, Shalo Pashat Yisura Barov Yisrael. It wasn't truly accepted by the Jews, V'samcha Rabbi Senu, and they relied on the concept, on the next line, of Ein Gozen Gezera Ala Tzibor Elem Ken Rov Tzibor Yecholim La'amod Ba. You're not allowed to make a legislation upon the Jewish people unless the majority of the people are able to sustain it. It has to be something that there's significant consensus, so that besides the rabbis feeling that it's the right thing to do, they have to really feel, they have to get the sense that the people have accepted it. The Amar Avada Barava Maikra, we have such a concept attributed to a pasuk in Malachi, Bame'era Atem Ne'orim. Rashi explains, you're accepting a curse, you're accepting a sanction regarding what will be acceptable behavior. On the next line, Hagai Kulo, it has to be the entire people. I'ika Gai Kulo in Ilolo. Now, the basic concept of the legislation over here, we can see about 10 lines down, beginning of a line, Al Pitan Vishamnan Mishum Yenam, not to have non-Jewish bread and non-Jewish oil was a legislation related to wine, that restriction, Va'al Yenon Mishum Benosehen, and the wine legislation was to avoid intermarriage. So on the wine front, we really have two different reasons that are cited. One is if it was used for idol worship, so it's off limits to us. But independent of that, even if it had nothing to do with idol worship, wine is still restricted as a means of distancing socially on some level. You take a look at Tosfos, the top Tosfos outer commentary, regarding this oil topic, Iika Gaikulo in Ilolo. If you have the entire nation, yes. If not, not. Says Tosfos, it's not a regular gezeira if it didn't get consensus, v'yecholo lehispatel, and therefore it's allowed to be annulled with a smaller bezdin than the one that created it. But, says Tosfos, miu cholohu, he, it does take effect, le'inyan shetzricha shem heter, that someone has to annul it. It's not just that it didn't take, so it doesn't take effect. It's that the Bezdin has almost like a contingency within the legislation. It's tentative that people accept it. Sha'arei shema no'agu bo isra atsheba Rabbi Yehuda v'itiru. They had to observe, they were supposed to observe this restriction of oil until Rabbi Yehuda came v'itiru, and he allowed it. The only factor here is that there's a loophole in the original legislation that a lesser Bezdin could undo it if indeed they find that it never really took. One observation Rabbi Avigdor Miller makes in some of his history writing, that in Josephus's writing, he records that soldiers, Jewish soldiers, were observing the oil legislation. And Rabbi Miller comments how interesting that is, because one would think that the soldiers in the army were not necessarily the very most observant of the nation, and were being told that the oil did not take as a legislation amongst so many people that it should be required to observe forever, and it was able to be undone. Nevertheless, there was a period of time when it was known that the Jewish soldiers would not use the oil of the non-Jews. They had to get their own supply. And we see here a snapshot in history, and it wasn't just the very most religious observing. It was the soldiers, the Jews of the generation. Many, many of them were observing, but as our Gemara describes it, it wasn't the multitude. It's referred to as the majority or all of them. Maybe it's Rubo Kikulo type of thing. Majority is like all, but it wasn't enough to make it binding for generations, and Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was able to undo it. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.